Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, December 17, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. In spite of the unrest in Iraq, a Christian agency sees quiet grow. The low U.S. dollar is hurting missions abroad, and funding is needed to ship books to India. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Iraq, where unrest may delay the upcoming elections. While many humanitarian aid groups pulled out, international aide Sonny Enrique says they launched 4 church-based clinics. They lost contact for a while with a clinic in Baghdad, but Enrique's reached their partner for an update.
The situation in the city has been very difficult, but what was exciting was when I asked him, how's the clinic? He says the clinic is still doing well. In fact, they've expanded, they've added on 3 more doctors.
Enrique says the church-based clinics creates opportunities to be a testimony for Christ, but says the association has its own risks.
People are not going to the churches anymore, not visiting, because the church has become a target of terrorist attacks. Fortunately for this particular partner, their church is kind of in an inside alley, so you can't just go into the church. You have to go through a certain set of roadblocks. So that helped them and protected them.
Next, the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low, and missionaries are struggling financially. According to the Bridge International, the value of the U.S. dollar is down 36%. Much of the financial support for their missionaries overseas comes from the United States. The lower value against the euro and other currencies means fewer dollars for outreach. For every $100 donated, it's actually only worth $64. The answer? More financial support. Pray that God will move in the hearts of His people to give. You're listening to Mission Network News. 6 months ago, Send International received a challenge to raise $700,000 by December 31st. If they could do it, a donor would match it dollar for dollar. It's been raised, and now they're getting ready to expand the Kiev Theological Seminary in Ukraine. Send's General Director Warren Jansen says this will meet a great need.
There's a lot of institutions around the world that have great facilities but are lacking students. Kiev is one place they are turning away students because they can only graduate one bachelor group every 4 years, and they can't take new students in each year. They just don't have the facilities for it.
Jansen explains why training more believers is important.
A place like Kiev Theological Seminary is critical for the establishment of the church and then the discipleship of those believers so that you can take missions right full circle, 360 degrees, and be sending people out from that place into Kazakhstan or Tajikistan or Uzbekistan, any of those stands, or back into the former Soviet Union.
Next, thousands of people are coming to Christ every day in India. So the need for Christian resources to help disciple these new believers is great. Christian Resources International is helping by collecting used Bibles, books, and other Christian resources to help equip these new Christians to share the gospel more effectively. 2 major shipments are ready to go, but $5,000 is needed to ship them into 2 theological seminaries in India. Pray that many will respond to this need. And Compassion International is working to break the cycle of poverty around the world. Compassion's Wes Stafford says their mission is meeting needs, both physical and spiritual. The response from believers has grown significantly over nearly 3 decades.
Over 103,000 children got sponsors within Compassion's ministry this year. That's kind of cool because I've been around a long time, and it took us our first 28 years as a ministry to ever get to 100,000 children. And here that's happened just in this year, 2004.
Stafford says this year saw new outreaches in Bangladesh and Burkina Faso.
We're in the business of helping little churches in very poor settings spread the gospel, both through their words and through their deeds. And so one of the things that we think is the most strategic and loving thing we can do is to give a child an opportunity to accept Christ as their Savior. 78,262 of these little children made decisions to accept Christ as their Savior.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. While you're hearing MNN on the radio, you may not be able to listen every day. Why not download our MP3 files to your MP3 player today? Take MNN on the road by going to our website, missionnetworknews.org. You can also sign up for free daily email updates or get our monthly church bulletin insert service. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.